You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, I have a powerful message that I'm so hyped about, and it's all about using what you have, learning how to start maximizing everything that's in your hands. I'm sharing that with you today. Also, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe, she helps mompreneurs have it all. You're going to love what she has to share. So all of that and so much more is coming up. We'll be right back.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Erica Empowers.
You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show.
Welcome back. As promised, my message for you guys today, I'm so excited about it. It's all about maximizing what you have, and it is actually in line with our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe, who has been able to create multiple sources of income, and she is killing it in that area. So she'll be sharing her story after our break today. But right now, I want to jump right into our message. And our message today, you know, you're always going to get the Erica version. But if you want to get, you know, like the hardcore version, make sure that you can check it out in 2 Kings chapter 4. But this is the Erica version. So there was a woman whose husband passed away, and she was at risk of losing everything, including her children, who were going to be sold to pay off her debt. And so if you've ever been in a place where it seems like you're about to lose everything, you're in a bind, maybe you don't know how you're about to pay that bill that's coming up, maybe you don't know, you know, how you're going to tackle whatever the obstacle is that you're facing, that is the place that this woman was in. And she ended up doing something incredible. I mean, it was amazing. So a prophet came to her. She went out and got advice. And when she got this advice, it was basically for her to get as many empty jars as she could. The jars ended up being filled up with oil. She was able to then sell that oil, pay off her debts. And then not only did she pay off her debts, you guys, she was able to live off of what was left, not just her, but her and her sons. So that's the Erica version of the message. But let me tell you guys, this is so powerful to me, because a lot of times we think that there are like 5,000 outside sources that we need in order to move beyond our current circumstance, in order for us to be elevated, to be promoted, to do more with our gifts and our talents. Let me tell you, there are three simple things that I'm going to share with you today to show you how you can start maximizing what you already have in your hands. And it is a breakdown of what I just shared with you in this story, but it's also something that we overlook. It's something that we oftentimes overlook, and we feel like we're missing the mark and that there is no opportunity out there for us. So when I come back, I'm going to break down these three keys to you guys. I promise it is worth your time, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. If you're watching this, so are your potential clients. I'm excited to announce an all-new season of Be Inspired, and we're looking for featured guests as well as success supporters. So if you want to partner with the mission of Be Inspired, then make sure that you connect with us online at ericalatrice.com/success. When you team up with us, you will be helping with the vision of Be Inspired to empower and inspire people all around the world with a message of hope and encouragement. Be Inspired's mission is to bring you soft news and talk in a way to encourage, uplift, and create a platform for those who have a powerful message and looking for an opportunity to share. So if you want to partner with Be Inspired, you can do so by contacting info@ericalatrice.com or visit ericalatrice.com/success so that you can be a success supporter of this inspirational movement. As you heard the story, she had to gather vessels. And the first thing that I want to remind you guys of today is that you have to be willing to ask. You have to be willing to ask. When she came across this advice from Elisha, he told her to go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Now, if you are anything like me, I used to have such a barrier up when it came to asking people. Like, I hated asking for things. To the point, I was actually sharing with a friend recently that whenever I'm coming out of a store, or if I'm trying to load groceries to my car or something, and someone offers to help me, I'm just like, oh no, I got it, I'm good. And it wasn't until I started being open to receiving, it wasn't until I started being open to asking for help, that many blessings began to flow. So the first thing that I want you to understand today is that it is okay to ask. And if you have an issue with asking, it will help you to figure out exactly why you're hesitating. For me, I just had trust issues. It was really hard for me to trust people because my trust had been violated several times. And so then I had to, you know, just work through that. So whatever you need to work through it. I promise it'll be worth it. The first thing that you need to do today is start asking. The second thing that she did that we can all take notes from, she took action. When she was told to go and gather those empty jars, she didn't journal about it. She didn't call 15 friends and tell them how she just had this revelation to go gather jars. She got up and she started gathering jars. She left. Her and her sons went out. They brought the, or she sent her sons out. They brought the jars. They took action and she started pouring the oil. So often we can get an idea, we know what we need to be doing, but we sit there and we just think about it for years. We think about it, we need everyone else's opinion, we need to pray about it for the next 25 years, and then not only that, we need to draw a vision board of it for at least an additional 20 years, and we wonder why nothing's happening. Let me tell you, my encouragement for you today is to take action on what you know to do. And the third thing that she did, she was ready to receive. She was ready to receive and she finished it off by maximizing that seed. So keeping yourself open, when the opportunities are coming, don't block them by not wanting to receive. Don't block them by having negative thoughts thinking that it won't work out. Don't block them by feeling like you're not good enough to receive what you know you've been called to receive. And finally, she didn't just get the oil, she had to go out and sell the oil in order to pay the debts. So it all comes back to that continual action. So those are the three things that I want to share with you today. Be willing to ask, take action, and stay open to receiving it after you take action. That's our message, you guys. When we come back, my special guest in the V Inspired Cafe, Kimberly A. Patrick, is sharing some incredible nuggets on how you can start creating those vessels like we just talked about, how you can start maximizing the opportunities that are coming your way. So we'll be right back.
Coming up next, our special guest in the Be Inspired Cafe.
If you're in a place right now where you've thought about starting your own business, where you've thought about just up-leveling in your life and seeing those things take place without sacrificing what's most important to you, and get your notepad out, grab a pen, because my special guest today is going to drop some golden nuggets. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe. She is the multiple income stream guru. She is an entrepreneur, a mompreneur, the founder of multiple companies. My special guest today, Kimberly A. Patrick. How are you doing today, Kimberly?
I'm doing great, Erica. Thanks for having me here.
I'm so excited to have you because I know that you have such great insight and just so much that you can share for those that are aspiring to just do better in life. So I want to kick it off because you have done so much in the world of business. And I say so much because it's really easy to want to give up. It's really easy to step out and quit. And you've managed to keep going. So can you tell us a little more about what you do as an entrepreneur and how you got started?
Absolutely. So to answer your last question, how I got started, I grew up in a family business. There were entrepreneurs all around me in my family. And so to me, it's just something that was really just ingrained in me and part of my DNA and who I am. Early in my career, you know, I tried to follow the path that everybody told me to take, you know, go get your bachelor's degree, go get your master's degree, work for somebody else. And I tried that multiple times, but you know, going back to who I really am at my core, I started my first business when I was 18 and it was in direct sales. And I just loved that freedom that I had. And so there were times throughout my career where I tried to go and work for somebody else, but it took me until now to realize that, you know, being an entrepreneur is really God's calling on my life.
Powerful. So one thing that you also talk about, Kimberly, is even as an entrepreneur, you refuse to just put that in a way that it throws everything else out of whack. And what I mean by that is that you talk a lot about faith, family, and freedom, and not losing those things that are important to you while you pursue your God-given calling. So can you tell me why you think that how you came to that place where you are not what everyone's saying, hustle, 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 forget about your family. You know, how did you get to the place where you wanted to teach people how to have it all, that freedom?
Absolutely. Well, one of the things is I really started delegating in my business, which has freed me up to do more. But, you know, I am a hustler. And my family would tell you that it's really hard to get me to stop working because I just, I love what I'm doing and I'm really mission driven and I don't want to stop until those results are there. So I do struggle with that. However, I had my first child at 35, so last year, and she's actually almost two. And so that was definitely life changing. But I do balance it all. You know, like I said, I delegate in my business. I have some help, a nanny part-time with the baby, and she's home with me. She's never been in daycare, and we just kind of balance it all and make it all happen.
So my next question for you, Kimberly, is that you have managed to get three companies growing at this point. How did you know, like, when was that moment that you knew that you were going to step out and go full-blown into business? Because it's not usually the traditional route that we're used to. So,
you know, I think this is something that I struggled with a lot in my 20s because, you know, your family tells you, go get a job, go do this, go do that. And I did those things, but those are usually pretty short-lived. Like, I had little stints where I go work for somebody else for like a year or two. But in my core, I just knew that I was created to do something different. I was created to do something more. And so, you know, I always felt like God leading me back to being an entrepreneur. And then it wasn't until like the last year that I really accepted that, you know, that I'm not going to look for jobs anymore. Like, I am really gifted in business and being an entrepreneur. And I'm just going to step into that and walk in faith that that's God's calling on my life. And He's called me to do big things with that.
I'm amazed by it. Like, and I share this with you often, Kimberly, but I can say this for sure. When I first started in business, I had spent so much time in college doing organization kind of stuff, like community stuff and nonprofit work. And so the idea that you could actually generate revenue and have a thriving business was foreign to me because I've been doing it all so much for free. So what advice would you give someone that's ready to transition? Maybe they're in that 9-to-5 right now. They're ready to take that leap, but they're trying to figure out how do I know if it's just a hobby or if this is a lucrative business?
I think a couple things. You know, I think you should do some research, check into the market, come up with a business plan, a marketing plan, do some initial market research and validation. Then beyond that, you know, I think it's just making an action plan. You'll hear me talk about this a lot. If you haven't already, Erica, I'm very focused on action. Like, every day I make a list of things that need to be done before I walk away from my desk. And that's just how I walk through my business. And so I think, you know, making an action plan is really important because it's going to keep you accountable to yourself, especially if you're used to having a boss. I think getting accountability partners, so having a coach that you work with that keeps you accountable, is really important. And then I think just pray and just do it.
Yes. Yes. And I definitely can agree with that. Once you get to that place, and I used to be the vision board queen, and I still am a strong advocate, you know, get the vision board in place, but you have to take action. It's not enough to just say, you know, I believe that it's possible. I see that it's possible. You have to line up with that vision and take action. So, Kimberly, you just spoke about something, which is something else that I think you do very well. You have a team. Like, it's not just you. You have a team of coaches in multiple areas. You don't have just one coach. And I the same. Like, I have, like, what am I working on? I got a coach, you know, for social media. I have a coach for PR, whatever that area is. So you now offer coaching. You help those that are ready to really just leap out and take that step. So for someone that's listening right now, what's the best way that they can get connected with you and see if it's a good fit for them to take that next leap in their business or, you know, in their life and business?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on social media, Kimberly Patrick. My Twitter handle is StartupJobsATX. And then you can also reach me through my website, which is KimberlyAPatrick.com.
Love it. And this is my last question for you, Kimberly. I love to ask this question because I know as a mompreneur, it is not always easy. I've shared times where I've done radio interviews in my closet and you see the little hands like coming through the door and everything. I had another guest that was sharing how she was in her daughter's closet doing an interview. So what is the most, I would say, what's the most hilarious thing that you've experienced as a mom and an entrepreneur, or one of the biggest challenges that you've faced balancing being a mom and still getting your work done?
Yeah, I definitely have had several moments where I've hidden in the closet because I was on the call with the client and I didn't want them to hear the baby barging in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
And then if they hear it, you know, I just make a joke about it and I apologize and say, look, I'm really sorry. My daughter's at home and she decided to barge into my office and look for me. And usually, you know, and most of the, on the recruiting side, most of the people I'm working with are male CEOs of startup tech companies. And, you know, they usually laugh. Oh, I have kids too. And then it opens the door. How old are they? How old are your kids? You know, and it kind of gives us something else to talk about. And so you just have to laugh and you just have to roll with things.
Absolutely. Roll with the punches. Well, Kimberly, thank you so much for taking time out to be in the Be Inspired Cafe. I greatly appreciate all of your words of wisdom.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show.
Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope that it was encouraging to you. Make sure that you stay connected with me on social media at Erica Empowers. Also, if you are interested in being on the show or if you want to become a success supporter, you can connect with me at info@ericalatrice.com. You know that I'm always reminding you and encouraging you to dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired. So go out and make today amazing because it is absolutely a choice.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.